November 21, what manner of persons? Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God? 2 Peter 3:11-12. God expects those who bear the name of Christ to represent him in thought, word, and deed. Their thoughts are to be pure, and their words and deeds noble and uplifting, drawing those around them near to the Savior. In a special sense, Seventh-day Adventists have been set in this world as watchmen and light-bearers. To them has been entrusted the last message of mercy for a perishing world. On them is shining wonderful light from the Word of God. What manner of persons, then, ought they to be? Our lives should show steady spiritual growth, but I have seen that which makes me tremble, men and women, dwarfed in character, possessing the Word of God, which tells them what they must do in order to be saved, yet unsanctified and unholy. There needs to be a deeper work of grace in the hearts of God's people. Less of self and more of Christ must be seen. Tests, close and sharp, are coming to all. The religion of the Bible must be interwoven with all that we do and say. Every business transaction must be fragrant with the presence of God. My brother, my sister, I urge you to prepare for the coming of Christ in the clouds of heaven. Day by day, cast the love of the world out of your hearts. Understand by experience what it means to have fellowship with Christ. Prepare for the judgment, that when Christ shall come to be admired in all them that believe, you may be among those who will meet him in peace. In that day the redeemed will shine forth in the glory of the Father and the Son. The angels, touching their golden harps, will welcome the King and his trophies of victory, those who have been washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. A song of triumph will peal forth, filling all heaven. Christ has conquered. He enters the heavenly courts, accompanied by his redeemed ones, the witness that his mission of suffering and sacrifice has not been in vain.